Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3190 BN. Today's date is October 18th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Deep State Begins the Push to World War III. The people are being brought to the precipice. Buckle up. Let's talk about our health. A record number of doctors are applying to become obesity specialists as America's excess weight problem worsens. Nearly 1,900 doctors applied for the annual exam this October, which is a 50% increase from last year and would allow them to be certified in treating obesity and raking in higher salaries. What's worse is that their market is bigger than ever. 40% of the population in three states are now obese. This is one reason why so many people have turned to my favorite magic powder used to help manage weight. With its research-backed ingredients, it works by supporting elevated levels of ketone, which mimics a state of fat and helps promote the weight management benefits that people want. The powder also promotes a fat-burning metabolism, helps curb cravings and appetite, elevates energy levels, and much more. Simply mix a scoop with your favorite morning drink to give your body the nutrients it needs to supercharge your weight management efforts. The best part is you get 51% off the rest of the month or until they sell out, whichever comes first. Plus, you'll also receive several additional gifts valued at over $500, free with every order for a limited time, including free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Get yours now by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com, or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now bringing us to the precipice. And remember, war doesn't start overnight. They build the narrative up. They need to introduce certain things. They need to get the country riled up. They need to have events. And that's exactly what you're witnessing right now. Remember when Trump said, I see World War III. It's in the shadows right now. Nobody else sees it. And now when you look around the world and you start to realize what's happening, people are saying, you know something? I'm starting to see that we're heading towards war. And I do believe what's going to happen as we go throughout this year and into next year, war is going to accelerate. And we're going to see a lot more events. A lot of people are going to be scared. A lot of people are going to believe that we are headed towards war. And like Trump said from the very, very beginning, he is the only one that can have peace. If he gets elected, he can have peace within 24 hours. Now, I do believe that Trump and the Patriots, they know this entire thing. They know the playbook. And this is going to wake up a lot of people. Remember, through this entire pause, and that's what Trump likes to call it, or he says that's what people like to call it, this is his second term. His second term is waking up the American population. The second term is taking everything that they were trying to do. And remember, when they're trying to do these things, it's very slow, very methodical, and they hide it in the fake news. So if you really look at what Trump has done from when he came into office in 2016, yes, he set continuity of government up. Yes, he set up a lot of executive orders. Yes, he put everything into place to have the deep state players cheat in the election. He wanted to capture them. He made sure he had Space Force. He made sure everything was in place so he could actually take full and utter control. But the other thing that he needed to do, and he did this from day one, he started to call the fake news, fake news. And a lot of people started to wake up and a lot of people started to realize, and they started to do research and they started to realize that, yes, this is fake news. And as time went on, people started to refer to the news broadcast as fake news, and people started to look away from fake news. So as we move forward, what happened? The ratings went down for CNN, for MSNBC, and now since Tucker is gone, for Fox, people are no longer paying attention to the fake news. And I do believe he needed this to happen so the people would start to wake up and the people would start to think. Because remember, the fake news was put into place, and same thing with the social media companies, they were put into place to block everything the deep state was trying to do. So if they had a plan, which they did, which is the 16-year plan, and they were trying to have open borders, they were trying to destroy the economy, they were trying to infiltrate the school systems and infiltrate universities, they were trying to get rid of the Second Amendment, they were trying to bring us to war, the fake news, they were going to run cover for the deep state players. The social media platforms like YouTube, at the time Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, they were going to run cover for the deep state players. So the people wouldn't even recognize that these things were happening, because the fake news, they wouldn't be reporting on what was going on at the border. The social media companies wouldn't allow people to report what was going on at the border. And I do believe this is why Trump, from the very, very beginning, decided, you know something? We need to break free from the propaganda machine, because if this plan is going to work, we need the people to think logically. We need to see, we need them to see the truth. So how are we going to do this? Well, we need digital soldiers. We need people to get onto these platforms and push out the truth as best they can. Yes, they're going to censor. Yes, they're going to try to block them. I'm talking about the social media companies. But we need them to continually push this and push this so people see it. Eventually, what will happen is the deep state players will, they will remove a lot of these accounts. And these accounts will no longer be on these platforms, which we've seen. From, we saw it from Facebook, we saw it from YouTube, we saw it from Twitter. And eventually what will happen is we will have to have these individuals go to a different platform and have a home for them. And we're going to have to create these platforms so the truth can continually get out there. Plus, we're going to have to take over one of these platforms. And it looks like Twitter was the platform. So Elon came in and he purchased Twitter, took the control away from X, and started to put out the Twitter files showing how the government was involved in censorship. As this continued, what happened? The fake news ratings continually dropped and the people stopped listening to them. Now, I'm not saying everyone stopped listening, because if you look at CNBC, CNN, a lot of the D's still watch those stations. And once they got rid of Tucker on Fox, well, that was the end of Fox. A lot of people started to shift away from there, and they started to look at Real America's Voice and Newsmax and all these other places, alternative media. And people started to do their own research. They started to wake up and they started to realize what was going on. And once Elon took control of X, the truth started to come out there. Once Trump and his team created Truth Social, people started to see the truth. Rumble came online. People saw videos, just because it basically goes against YouTube. So they needed all of this to happen, because without that, the deep state players, they would be able to cover all this up and they would succeed in this 16-year plan. Since Trump came out and broke down the propaganda machine, the people now can see the truth. And that's how his plan needed to work, because as we went into the pause, he needed to accelerate the open border. He needed to accelerate how they were going to crash the economy and how they were going to lie to you, because they lie about everything. They lie about how the borders are secure. They lied about how the economy is doing great. They're going to lie about how we have to go to war when we really don't. They lie about how the schools and the universities weren't infiltrated. They lie about all how they are not censoring people. So Trump, to get this information out, to get the people seeing all this, he needed to remove the blockage. And that's exactly what he did. And this is why you're able to see all of this in 3-4 years. A lot of people are like, holy crap, I can't believe this is happening. This has been happening for a very long time. You're just seeing it because the blinders are off and you're able to actually see what's going on. And now that you're seeing it, people are getting pissed. Now, once again, here we are heading towards war and people seeing it being built out in the Middle East. People see that it's getting very, very hectic, but you're starting to see propaganda. Now, remember, war always has propaganda on both sides. And yes, with social media, with certain individuals who dig deep into this, these issues, they can actually show you the truth. So the propaganda isn't working the way the deep state thought it was going to work. Remember, they need a lot of propaganda. They need a lot of fear to bring you to war. And I do believe they're going to up their propaganda because they're going to need people to go to war. And I think in the end, what they're going to do is they're going to actually get to the point where, okay, we can't convince the people with fear. We can't convince the people with the messaging that's coming out on different social media platforms because people are debunking it. So we're going to have to take this to the next level, and we're going to have to use some type of physical event to actually convince people that we have to go to war. And I do believe this is going to build up in the year 2024. And this is why Trump, going way, way back, not just like a couple months ago, but way back, that's why he told everyone he could see the war coming, because he knows exactly what's going to happen. The Patriots are in complete and utter control of this. This is about waking the people up and having the people see this. Plus, this is about getting rid of the deep state players in all these areas. And certain countries were assigned certain missions to go ahead and remove terrorists, remove the deep state players, remove their intelligence centers, remove their weaponry, remove their bioweapons. And if you actually listen to Trump, he wants these countries like Israel to do it on their own. You need to do this. China is going to do it with Taiwan. Russia is doing it with Ukraine. Because this is how you clean everything up. At the same time, the deep state players, they become panicked because they see what's happening. And the deep state players say, okay, we're going to have to take this and we're going to have to build this into war. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots knew that they were going to head down this path because this is part of their 16-year plan. He knew the final battle is going to be war because they need a distraction of all distractions. And you can see that this is building up. But actually, when you start to look at the polls right now, you can see the people, they're very worried about the Middle East because they believe that this is going to lead to World War III. And I do believe this is not the end. This is just the beginning. Now, do I believe we're going to have World War III tomorrow? No. I do believe the way the deep state does it is that the narrative is built up over time because they want everyone to think and believe that this is naturally occurring. And this is going to be done in a very short period of time, within a couple of months, actually, if you look at it. Normally, they would like to take a couple of years to make it look like it's naturally occurring. But now they don't have that time. And they know that if Trump wins in the 2024 election, he's coming after them. So they're going to push everything that they have to try to get us into war. And they're going to hope that this war distracts from everything and it stops Trump. Now, I do believe as we get closer and closer to 2024, yes, we're going to see many, many different events to actually, and I'm talking about physical events, to scare the people into war because people just don't go to war just because someone's telling them to go to war. Something has to happen. There has to be cause and effect. So I do believe that's exactly what's going to happen as we go through 2024. And this is going to scare a lot of people. And I do believe this is going to be a scare event, especially for the young generation and actually the older generation, because the older generation knows that their kids will be going to war. And a lot of the young generation, they're not prepared or ready to go to war. And actually, most of these people, they're going to say absolutely not. And I think in the end, Obama, probably Michelle running for the election, they are going to lose all these young individuals. And this is going to be very, very difficult for them because they've always based their campaign on the young individuals. And I think Trump, every step of the way, he's bringing the different groups to his side. And I do believe the last group will be the young generation as they hear about a draft, as they hear about war. And the young generation is going to say, well, I'm not fighting. I'm not going. This is not what I wanted. And I think they're going to become very, very afraid. And when they hear peace, they can either have it one way or the other. They can either go and fight in the front lines or they can agree with the person they hate. I want peace. And we could see that we're heading in this direction. And I do believe that this has been planned from the very, very beginning. And it's going to bring the people to the precipice. And the people at this moment, they're going to have to find the will to change. And this is where all this is headed right now. And you can see that the propaganda is picking up. You can see that deep state players, they want chaos throughout the world. And this is the push they're making. Remember, COVID isn't really working. We're in October. We're heading into November. People aren't getting the booster. People aren't buying that this variant is deadly. So they can't use the mail-in drop boxes. They can't use the mail-in ballots. They don't have that ability. Now, it doesn't mean they won't use it or try to use it, but they want bodies now. This is why they want the refugees in here. And with this, there's many different agendas with starting war. You get the refugees and you can say, okay, let's bring them on over. And they're going to try to use them to counter the people of this country. Is it going to work? I don't think so. I don't think they're going to have the ability to counter the amount of people voting for Trump. And once again, forget about the TV polls and all that. Their internal polls, it's going to tell them that. Trump already knows this too. And I think once they see how many people are on the side of Trump, they're going to be in trouble. And I do believe this is why in the end, they might try to postpone the elections, because what alternative do they have? They can either allow the elections to play out, and if they do play out, the amount of people will overwhelm their system and they will lose, or they can try to postpone it so they can stop it from happening. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have planned for this. They know that they're going to try to do something like this. And I wouldn't be surprised if they go ahead and they attack the country with a cyber attack, saying that the election systems are completely offline. We can't use them. We don't know what they infiltrated. There's malware going around. And I don't mean just because they attack one system that it just goes down, but they could say there's malware. We don't know if each system is affected. So maybe we should just postpone it for a little while, and maybe we should just check it all out. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have backup plans for this. We know Sista does. We know they have backup poll books. We know we can go to paper. Trump has been talking about paper. And he already said that we're not going to allow them to rig the 2024 election. Now, I personally think that Trump wants to win in a landslide, just like Andrew Jackson. He wants to show the deep state, look, you thought you had me. You indicted me. You interfered with the election. You attacked me and attacked the people. And the people fought back, and the people are with me. Look how many people voted for me. Look, I have the people. That is the strength. That is the keystone. Trump, the military, the people, all together. That's the strength of this country. And the deep state, they're going to be left with nothing except their riots, except their war. And I do believe Trump has accounted for all of this, because I do believe he's the commander in chief right now. And he's directing a lot of what's going on. Not him personally, but there are many individuals that are directing what's going on. And they're going to realize that all these indictments and everything else, it's going to backfire on them. It's actually going to show who's responsible for the election interference and the election fraud of 2020. It's going to show everyone who actually orchestrated January 6th. And people are already starting to see this and notice this. Well, we'll be talking a little bit more about the war and everything else a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with Hunter Biden right now, because it looks like America First Legal, they have filed a motion for summary judgment in their latest lawsuit against the Biden DOJ for failing to require Hunter Biden to register under the Foreign Agents Registration Act. And right now, they're saying that FARA requires each agent of foreign principal to register with the DOJ and the DOJ to make that registration readily available to the public. To date, Hunter Biden has not registered, despite DOJ's clear awareness of his activities. So remember, they went after Manafort and many other people for FARA violations. So here we have Joe Biden, the resident's son, who didn't file under FARA. And what is the DOJ doing? Absolutely nothing. And this is how you could see the two-tier justice system. You could see it as clear as day. I think you see it every single day now, and I think people are starting to wake up to this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is, remember that leaker who leaked Trump's taxes? Well, this individual worked for the Biden Beltway donor that just won a big new IRS contract. I mean, this is just unbelievable. This is the criminal syndicate that you're watching right now. So the Internal Revenue Service recently awarded a lucrative contract to help modernize its computer database to the same Washington firm Booz Allen Hamilton that employed the man who pleaded guilty last week to stealing and leaking thousands of private tax returns of wealthy Americans, including Trump. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You really can't. And it looks like everything that they're trying to do against Trump, it's completely backfiring. Today, Trump was in court and he said the government witness completely lied, and that completely backfired on them. And then also the other case, Trump put this out saying that he has a victory. This is what he said in Truth. Today, we had a total and complete victory against far-left lawyer Roberta Kaplan on a ridiculous ACN class action suit, yet another election interference case. It was ruled that there can be no class action and certification was denied. So these people keep trying. They don't really have cases, but they keep trying. And Trump, he let everyone know. Eventually, what's going to happen, because remember, he's being tried in a deep state court, and they're not going to follow the rule of law. They don't care about the rule of law. Most of these people, they are blackmailed and bribed, so they're doing exactly what Soros and the rest want them to do. And Trump knows eventually what's going to happen is most likely he will be convicted in one of these courts. This is why he said, I would gladly go to jail. Now, does that mean he's going to stay in jail? Most likely not. Does that mean the military is going to swoop in and get him out of jail? Absolutely not. I do believe he'll probably, if this actually happens, go to jail for a very short period of time that people will see this. There might even be a picture of him behind bars. And then it will be appealed and the judge will rule, okay, he can be released from jail right now. He is running for president. I looked at the evidence and right now we're going to release him and not have him spend any more time in jail. And I do believe Trump wants the people to see this. He wants to see, he wants everyone to see how the deep state plays dirty, how they have a two-tier justice system. And that's what this is all about. He's actually showing everyone every step of the way. And I do believe when we get to the court cases that have to do with election fraud, court cases that have to do with January 6th, I think his audience is not the Republicans or the independents that are with him. I do believe his audience is the D's that are watching this at home, who want him to go to jail, who want him to be guilty. And I think that is his audience because he wants to get those people on his side. And the only way to do this is to put himself front and center and have the people watch him go through the court hearing. Now, people at home are going to be watching MSNBC, CNN, and the D's are going to be watching this going, holy crap, they're going to put him away. He interfered in the election. He tried to manipulate the 2020 election. He was the cause of January 6th. And Trump, he has a platform like no platform he ever had. He's sitting there in court and he has MSNBC focused on him, CNN focused on him, CNBC focused on him, and Fox for those people out there who are Republicans who still can't believe, you know, anything that he says, or maybe there's a couple of those people. But everything is going to be focused on him. And remember, he didn't go out and attack all these people. He didn't go and say, okay, I'm going after this person for election fraud, that person for January 6th. They came after him. He's the victim. And with any victim, the victim gets to defend themselves. And if Trump produces the evidence in front of all these people are going to see something that they've never seen before. This is going to be documented, hard evidence that is going to be released in the courtroom. It's not going to be he said, she said. People are going to see it, and they're going to see who was involved in all of this. Because remember, Trump has to defend himself. So the people at home, they're going to see a very different side. I mean, think about how they went about the January 6th Unselect Committee. It was very, very one-sided. Did Trump get to testify? Did anyone get to testify? Or did they just have everything the way they wanted it and they produced it on all these networks? And that's all you saw. You saw one side of it. Trump wants the people to see the other side. And the people are going to start to think, holy crap, I'm seeing something I never thought I would see. And when the evidence comes out, it's going to get worse and worse, especially when they start to subpoena certain individuals who were involved in the election fraud, certain individuals that were involved in January 6th. Oh, yes, there are going to be people that are going to be sitting there who are going to be very angry. It's going to be like the Matrix with Neo. They're going to pop because they're not going to be able to believe that this is happening. A lot of them won't accept it. But as time goes on, that will disappear and people will eventually accept it as we go into the 2024 election. Because I do believe what this is about bringing people together, uniting the country and showing the country, this is your enemy right here. You're staring at them. You thought it was me. It's not. I'm talking about Trump. He's saying, you thought it was me, but it's not. It's actually these people. These are your enemies. Look what they've done to this country. Now they're bringing us to war. Is this where you want the country to go? Do you agree with them? Or do you have the will to change now? And I do believe the people will have the will to change. Now, what's very interesting, since we're moving into the 2024 election, it looks like the Biden-Harris headquarters, they open up an account on Truth. So why did they do this? This is very interesting. All right, do they think they're going to be able to control the narrative on True Social? No, I don't think so. It seems that they were put there on purpose, almost like it was scripted, where they're going to take shots at Trump. This is going to be very, very interesting. And what does this allow? It allows Trump to respond, doesn't it? Actually, the first post that Biden-Harris headquarters put out is, well, let's see how this goes. Converts welcome. And then we have this other one, DeSantis. Donald Trump owes it to you to defend his record where they added $7.8 trillion to the debt. That set the stage for inflation that we have now. So every step of the way, Biden-Harris headquarters, they're going to be using DeSantis and many others, and Trump most likely will end up responding to all these. And as he responds, it will destroy everything that they're saying. And this will be passed around, not just on True Social, but on X and everything else. This is going to be very, very interesting how this all plays out. But the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that there are now 136 academics, historians, and journalists, and they're warning that they're censoring social media. Disclosed TV put this out and said, social media censors are using disinformation claims to silence the free speech. 136 academics, historians, and journalists have warned. Social networks, government officials, university, NGOs are attempting to label legitimate opinions as fake news, according to the group of influential thinkers. Yes, this has been going on for quite a while right now. They're bringing this out into the open, and I think people now can accept this. You see, going back in time, people didn't accept censoring. Remember going all the way back in time when Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook, people used to say, well, those are private corporations. They can do whatever they want. They can censor people. Well, now they're starting to realize, holy crap, governments, NGOs, they're all involved in this. They're all involved in the censorship. It's not private corporations. It's actually the government who is violating the Constitution, violating the people's rights, and this cannot stand. So everything has now changed right now, and the entire system that they created of censorship has fallen apart, and people are calling them out on it now, which means if you can't censor people, what do? Well, you got to shut them down. You got to shut everything down. So nobody can control the narrative except for the deep state. Now, do you think they're going to be able to shut everything down? Probably. They'll probably shut down communications. Does that mean communications is going to be completely shut down? No, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have countermeasures in place. I do believe they're working with Space Force, with SpaceX, with Elon. I do believe they have certain things in place. Plus, we have the emergency broadcast system where the good guys can bypass the fake news and give people real information. So I do believe they know that this is coming, but I do believe this is all part of their plan. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the war now is raging with Gaza and Israel. And yes, there's a lot of war propaganda out there, but I do believe it's completely and utterly falling apart. Right now, the U.S., they decided to veto the U.N. Security Council action on Israel. And other countries like Russia and China, they abstained because the policy that they were pushing for, where they were going to have a temporary humanitarian pause, well, the plan wasn't that great to start off with, but you could see there was another plan that was issued by Russia and others, which was a little bit better. But I think the U.S. is always going to veto this because they don't want the war to stop. I think the deep state players want the war to continue. And you can see they're using this as part of their agenda. Right now, Biden has announced $100 million in aid to Gaza. And remember, when they gave aid to Gaza before, Hamas stole the humanitarian supplies. So he wants to give $100 million. Do you think it's all going to Gaza? Or do you think that's going to be siphoned off to go other places? We've said this before. This is part of their agenda. Remember, they're going to continually push aid because right now they're not getting aid for Ukraine. They're trapped in all of this. As the Republicans look for a new speaker and they keep pushing Jim Jordan, he lost again. We'll be talking about that again. I believe this is going to go on for quite a while. Nothing is happening in the House. They're not getting their aid. Who needs something to happen? Is it the Republicans? The Patriots I'm talking about? Or is it the Rhino and the D's that need something to happen? Oh, it's the Rhinos and D's. See, they're the ones who are desperate, not the Patriots. The Patriots, they can say, okay, you know something? We're not giving in because we don't need to do anything right now. It seems like you really need the money for something. So we'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But Rick Grenell said the following. Joe Biden says he is working with the region's leaders to get the hostages returned. In other news, the region's leaders have canceled meetings with the Biden team. Anyone surprised? Not really. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Tom Fitton put this out, he said the U.S. government hired a pro-Hamas PLO spokeswoman to handle asylum claims. Well, that goes to the agenda where they want to bring in refugees. Who better to have in this position than a pro-Hamas PLO spokeswoman who can handle all of this? I mean, it's all starting to come together. This was the deep state agenda from the very, very beginning. And you could see they're going to move forward with this. Now, I do believe the Patriots' entire mission was to remove the terrorists in this area. And the only way to do that is to go in and remove them. The same thing's happening out in Ukraine. I do believe we're going to see Taiwan happen very, very shortly. And it looks like Nikki Haley right now, she's backtracking on supporting resettling Palestinians across the U.S. So she's starting to realize, holy crap, the people aren't agreeing with me. Back in the day, during her Rhino days, she's still a Rhino, she was able to push these agendas. But today, the country's a lot more awake. The people are paying attention. And she's starting to realize she doesn't have the power that she had before. Actually, the Rhinos are starting to realize they don't have the power they had before. The D's are starting to realize they don't have the power they had before. But you know what we're seeing right now? Let's talk about our health. A record number of doctors are applying to become obesity specialists as America's excess weight problem worsens. Nearly 1,900 doctors applied for the annual exam this October, which is a 50% increase from last year and would allow them to be certified in treating obesity and raking in higher salaries. What's worse is that their market is bigger than ever. 40% of the population in three states are now obese. This is one reason why so many people have turned to my favorite magic powder used to help manage weight. With its research-backed ingredients, it works by supporting elevated levels of ketone, which mimics a state of fat fasting and helps promote the weight management benefits that people want. The powder also promotes a fat-burning metabolism, helps curb cravings and appetite, elevates energy levels, and much more. Simply mix a scoop with your favorite morning drink to give your body the nutrients it needs to supercharge your weight management efforts. The best part is you get 51% off the rest of the month or until they sell out, whichever comes first. Plus, you'll also receive several additional gifts valued at over $500, free with every order for a limited time, including free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Get yours now by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com, or click the link in the description. As this whole thing plays out with Israel and Gaza, all of a sudden, we have Palestinian supporters. They decided to storm the Capitol. They're outside and inside, going into people's offices. This is an insurrection. Every single one of these people should be arrested and thrown into jail, and their trials shouldn't come up until a year later, because isn't that what they did during January 6th? Now, I hear stories, yes, the Capitol Police are making their arrest because some people were violent against the Capitol Police. But what about those people that came in there? What about the people that broke into the offices? What about all these people standing there? Shouldn't these people be arrested? Isn't this an insurrection? Isn't this the same thing that happened on January 6th? And I'm not talking about Antifa that was breaking windows. I'm not talking about the FBI that was removing the barricades. I'm talking about the MAGA people who just walked inside and took pictures. Because all those other videos and photographs, that was Antifa. That was the FBI. That was the neo-Nazis. So here we have the same people inside with their phones, with their banners, the same as MAGA. These people should be arrested. Now, if they don't arrest them, you're going to see a two-tier justice system, aren't you? Sometimes you got to show the people. Sometimes you got to show the people the truth here on how it's the same but different. And I think this is what people are going to see after they see this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that since we had this bombing at the hospital in Gaza, as soon as it happened, the news agencies, social media, it lit up. Oh, Israel fired a missile right onto the hospital. That killed 500 people. Destroyed the entire hospital. Now, we had Trudeau come out there. He was first in there to rush and blamed Israel. The fake news was out there blaming Israel. And Israel continually said, it wasn't us. Now, again, we know during war, there's propaganda on both sides. But when you start to break it down and you start to actually analyze what actually happened, you can see that it was a missile that blew up and pieces came down onto the car parking lot. And when you look during the day after all this, because this happened at night, you see the hospital and everything. Well, the buildings weren't damaged and they're still standing. So when you see all this, you can see what the deep state is trying to do. They were trying to get everyone riled up, and they like to use the propaganda to have their protests across the world, because this is how you build up to war. I mean, protests have broke out at the U.S. Embassy across the Middle East. They're having protests in Turkey. There's protests out in Jordan, and it's almost everywhere. Syria, Iraq, Qatar, Tehran. The Middle East now is no longer quiet. Isn't that what the Biden administration said? Now, the Abraham Accords, everything that Trump put into place is completely gone. There's no peace in the Middle East because now they're pushing their entire agenda. And it looks like the deep state, they want World War III. And this is how you start it. Now, what's very interesting is that Israel, they put out a video showing how the missile was fired and from the launch site in Gaza and just a couple miles away, pieces fell off and hit the cars around the hospital. And there is an actual video showing this. Then Israel also put up a video saying, listen, remember, they make their missiles out of the water pipes that was donated to them to hook the water systems together, to have drainage. And Hamas, what they did was they dug them up, they cut them, and they make missiles out of them. And a lot of their missiles, well, they have problems because they fire and sometimes they turn around and they go back where they came from and they hit something, or they spin out of control and they hit something else. And you can see many, many videos of this, and it shows you that their technology is not perfect. And to back all this up, if you don't believe Israel, to back all this up, Geo confirmed, and they're pretty good at doing this, they looked at the entire thing, and their conclusion is that a missile launched by a Palestinian group exploded midair, reason unknown, and one piece fell on the hospital, causing an explosion. The geolocation and timing of the footage is conclusive. And they looked at this, and they looked at other footage of the strike, and they have the coordinates, and they say, yes, this is how it happened. And we could see right now, there's a lot of people out there showing pictures and showing evidence of that. This is how it happened. The missile pieces broke off, came down. But again, the fake news, the installed individuals in government around the world, they just jumped on this and they went crazy. So when daylight came, everyone could see the hospital. Everyone could see what happened. And there was video of it. And well, it looks like everything that they were talking about, Rashid Tlaib and the rest, it's not true. Robbie Starbuck put this out and said, so after all the drama yesterday, it turns out the Gaza hospital wasn't bombed. The parking lot was, and 500 people didn't die. Oh, and the rocket wasn't from Israel. It was from a failed rocket that Palestinian terrorists shot at Israel. Absolutely insane. AG put this out on X and says, we now have a video of the scene showing the explosion is from the parking lot and the buildings are intact. There is no crater, no building demolished. This is inconsistent with the type of bomb many were suggesting yesterday. So it wasn't a bomb. It wasn't anything. Anything that they said it was not. So the deep state player tried to spark a holy war by claiming Israel bombed the hospital. And it wasn't a rocket. Wasn't a bomb. Gaza fired the missile. The actual hospital is still standing. And there's no proof of massive 500-person death. When you make your rockets out of pillaged water pipes, or you dig up the water pipes, some of them aren't going to work. Some of them aren't going to fly the way you want them. Some of them are going to explode in midair. But look how many people just jumped on this. Instead of letting the investigators investigate or seeing exactly what happened, because they don't want people to see what happened. See, back in the day, when the fake news was in control and they have the footage and they had everything else, this information wouldn't have gotten out there. They would have had a holy war. But now, since we have other platforms and they don't control X, they don't control Truth Social, they don't control Rumble, the truth is getting out there and it's getting more and more difficult for them to start a war. Now, what's very interesting is we could see Saudi Arabia, they have told the Saudis in Lebanon they must leave immediately, because I do believe we're going to see a lot more happen in the Middle East, and this is going to just going to erupt into an all-out war. And remember, a world war involves the world, not just one location. So this is the beginning of all this. And when you look out at Iraq, we have another story that says U.S. forces in Iraq thwart a drone attack at an airbase housing American troops. So we could see that the deep state players, they're going to try to push war very, very hard. And it looks like this is the beginning of it, and it's going to spread probably to Ukraine, probably to Taiwan, because we know that's going to happen. And they're going to try to use all of this to push their war. Now, remember, Trump told us he saw all this coming. He saw the open borders. He saw the economy crashing, actually a depression. He saw all of this happening, and he's letting the people down. Now, he could tell you and continually tell you, but until you see it, until you experience it, you're not going to believe it. And when you start to see certain pictures, you start to see certain posts, everyone needs to take a step back just for a sec. And I'm not saying everyone is perfect, and if you do take a step back, but you need to look at it and say, okay, is this really true? And just take a pause for a sec. And it might be true, it might not be true. And you're going to see a lot of images of children, because this is what they use. They use children, they show them in rubble, they show them, you know, hurt. And you can see that Rashid Tlaib, they were putting out fake information about children where they were killed, but it was from an old picture. Andy Ngo is out there saying that this child in Palestine, in Gaza, where this child is in rubble, actually it looks fake, but they put it out there and they're trying to convince everyone that this is a real child. And he says, this is an AI-generated image. And when you start to look closely at it, the child has too many fingers on its left hand. And actually, when you look at it, it does kind of look like an AI image. Sometimes when you look at it, AI has a certain look to it. And I do believe that you're going to see a lot more of these pictures, and you're going to see a lot more of this type of propaganda. Why? Because they need to push emotion. See, the deep state players, to get you into a war, to have you say, yes, we must fight. What do they have to do? They have to use emotions. They have to use fear. They have to use an attack to create the fear into thinking, wow, we were attacked. And I do believe that is coming. But in the very beginning, they have to use emotions to get you all riled up to think that you have to go to war. Now, remember, they're going to get you, they're going to try to push everyone into war. I'm talking about the deep state players, the fake news, and the rest. Trump is going to say, no, we shouldn't have war. We should end the killing. No one else should die. We should have peace. And you're going to see the battle of the peacemaker and the war maker throughout 2024. Now, the people of this country, they're going to see polls from The Hill, from CNN, from Fox, telling everyone that war is on its way. And they're going to put out all different polls. And yes, the people are going to be afraid. The people are, as they see all this, and they see propaganda, and they're only looking at CNN, they're only looking at MSNBC or Fox, they're going to believe war is coming. But they're going to back it all up with polls. I mean, remember going all the way back to 2016 when Trump was running for the first time for the presidential election? I don't think it was the first time. I think it was he tried before, but it didn't work out. And they kept saying that Hillary Clinton was in the lead. Trump was trailing way, way behind. There's no way that he can catch up. She's going to win. And everyone thought, oh, yes, we got the illegals. We got the cheating system. And we're going to back this up with all these different poll numbers, and people are going to believe it. And they're going to say, you know what? She's already won, so I might as well just vote for her. I think the same thing is going to happen now. You're going to hear all the war talk, the propaganda and everything else day in, day out. And they're going to back it up with polls. The Hill, they put out an article, and this is coming from a Quinnipiac poll. It's found that 85% of voters said that they are either very concerned or somewhat concerned that the fighting will expand into a war in the Middle East. 13% are either not so concerned or not concerned at all. So they're going to try to build this up over time. Remember, they're not just going to have an attack. They need everyone to see what's happening out in the Middle East, out in Ukraine, out in Taiwan, in all these different places, because they need to build this up thinking that the world is falling apart. Actually, what I think is actually happening right now is a cleanup operation by the Patriots. Yes, the deep state, they're going to try to use it for war, but I do believe it's an actual cleanup operation of the deep state players. So as we see this play out, and also Trump has already let us know that he can have peace in 24 hours. How does he know he can have peace in 24 hours if this is going to be a world war? I mean, how can he do it and nobody else do it? Really think about that for a second, because I do believe he's working with certain individuals. This is a cleanup operation that we're witnessing. And yes, war is dirty. War is scary. Cleanup operation is scary. It's not going to be perfectly clean where, oh, the military just comes in, rounds everyone up, and everything is perfectly hunky-dory. Everything's fine. No, these are evil people. They're going to fight back. People are going to get hurt. This is war. We've always been in war. Trump, when he told everyone from the very, very beginning that he was going after the deep state, he was going after Hillary Clinton, he was going after all these people, he was going to put them in jail. The war started. You might not see it with bullets and blood and everything else, but we're in war. Now the war is ramping up. We were in an information war, which we're still in because they're still using information, but it's moving into a physical war where these individuals are rounding up deep state players and destroying their intelligence centers, destroying their bases, removing certain leaders, the bioweapons, whatever they have in place. So now you're seeing this ramp up into a physical war, and it looks scary. But like we've said from the very beginning, this is war. And Trump said, we are headed towards a nuclear war. He said actually the N word, which is nuclear. How does he know that? How did he see the war what nobody else saw? And he's telling us that war that nobody saw is going to be nuclear. And here we are today. I think he almost said this a year ago. Did anyone say, oh my God, you're right? No, most of the people said, oh, he's just talking. This is going to be no war. But here we are today. What are you seeing? You're seeing everything ramp up. And what is Putin doing right now? He is ordering fighter jets armed with hypersonic missiles to begin round-the-clock patrols over the Black Sea. So really think about this. Now he has jets armed with hypersonic missiles to patrol the Black Sea. What can go wrong? Yeah, probably nothing. No, this is the path to war. This is going to bring the people to the precipice. And when you're at that precipice, you finally say, enough is enough. I don't want my family to die. I don't want my town to be destroyed. I don't want a nuclear war. No matter how much I hate Trump, he's talking about peace. And I rather have peace than destruction, death. And I think the people are going to have finally that will to say, I have to go against the deep state. I have to go against you because I don't want this. And I think that's where we're headed right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the COVID push, well, that kind of fell apart on them. And no one really is buying what they're selling. And what's very interesting is that a new study was done and scientists are now shocked and alarmed at what's in the mRNA shots. Robin Monetti put this out and said, early in 2023, scientist Kevin McKernan made an accidental discovery. While running an experiment in his Boston lab, McKernan used some vials of mRNA Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines as controls. He was shocked to find that they were allegedly contaminated with tiny fragments of plasmid DNA. McKernan, who has a 25 years experience in his field, ran the experiment again, confirming that the vials contain up to, in his opinion, 18 to 70 times more DNA contamination than the legal limits allowed by the European Medicines Agency and the Food Drug Administration. In particular, McKernan was alarmed to find the presence of an SV40 promoter in the Pfizer vaccine vials. This is a sequence that is used to drive DNA into the nucleus, especially in gene therapies. This is something that regulatory agencies around the world have specifically said is not possible with mRNA vaccines. Now McKernan and Dr. Buchholz and other scientists are calling for urgent research to test whether the DNA contamination is lingering in the cells of mRNA vaccinated people and whether the human genome has in fact been altered by mRNA COVID vaccines. Now, didn't we hear about this? Didn't we hear that this might change the sequence of genes? I mean, look at all the ailments that we're seeing today. This is not by accident. It's not a coincidence. This is why they wanted to hide the side effects of the bioweapon. They didn't want people to see it. Rasmussen Reports responded to all this on X and said, it's safe, it's effective, it protects you, your family, and others. It's free. It's your responsibility to society to take it. It's the only way to restore the economy. It's irresponsible to question the science. It's time for Nuremberg-style criminal trials. And Rasmussen Reports is absolutely right, because now the evidence is coming out and the people are seeing the truth. And it's getting worse and worse. And this is why Fauci has bodyguards around him, because he says he needs them because of the threat of the right. Well, when you decide to inject the entire country with a bioweapon and you lie to the people are going to be pretty darn pissed off. And you're not an elected person. Why should we be paying for your protection? That makes no sense. If you want protection, pay for it yourself. I mean, you lied to the American people. You lied to Congress. And soon these people won't be able to walk down the street. Now, the other liar is Randy Weingarten. And it's funny how once COVID is over, all these people try to backtrack on what they did or what they said. And you could see it all over the world. All these individuals that told you, you must get the vaccine. We never said you need to get the vaccine. Trudeau said it. We had European installed idiots out there saying it. They're all over the place. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, Randy Weingarten is again attempting to rewrite history by claiming she advocated for schools to reopen. The fact is she campaigned to keep schools closed and was influential in halting the CDC's plans for reopening. And she's absolutely right. This is exactly what she did. And while they kept the kids home, they had to use Zoom, the entire education of the next generation completely imploded. Unusual Wales put this out and said, ACT test scores fall to lowest level in 32 years. Now, why would that be? They started to fall around 2020. Coincidence? I think not. And everything that we're witnessing today in all these different blue cities with the crime and everything else, well, we know that they're releasing criminals. We know that they're using these criminals because they're going to use them later for the chaos. But the people, they're seeing this, and they're seeing the difference between a Democratic-controlled city or state and a Republican-controlled city or state. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, 49% of voters trust Republicans more to handle crime and law enforcement issues, while 38% trust Democrats more. 14% are not sure. Well, as time goes on and you start to see the chaos and you see the criminals running around the streets, which I do believe is going to happen in 2024, I think these percentage numbers are going to completely change and people are going to see something completely different. Now, we know that we're seeing something completely different in the House of Representatives. The Patriots are going up against the deep state players. They're going up against the Rhinos, the D's. And remember, the Patriots, they're not suffering by not having a speaker right now. Who's panicked? Who's suffering? Who needs something right now? It's the Rhinos and the D's. What do they need? They need money. They want the money because everything's come to a screeching halt and they're panicking. This is why they want this to be over with. The Patriots are saying, listen, we could take as long as we want. We don't need $100 billion. We don't need to send it to Ukraine. We don't need to do anything, actually. And you can see this is why the deep state is panicked. Now, they're going to try to hold out as long as they possibly can. But remember, those people that need the money to launder, those people that need to give certain individuals the money, well, in the end, who's going to win in the game of chicken? You think it's going to be the Rhinos and the D's, or do you think it's going to be the Patriots that say, we can go on forever? Who do you think will fold first? I think it's going to be the D's and the Rhinos, because eventually they're going to say, okay, we got to do something. I'm getting a lot of heat. We need to get some money. We need to do something. We just can't go on like this. And I do believe that is what's going to happen. Now, before we get to Jim Jordan and everything like that, I just have to refer to Adam Schiff for a sec here. And he put this out on X and he said, today, Republicans may make Jim Jordan the speaker. Jordan would preside over the counting of electoral votes in the next election after he was deeply involved in trying to overturn the last one. Just when you think they can't be more irresponsible, they prove you wrong. Wait a minute. Who counts the electoral votes? Wasn't that the vice president? Isn't this why they changed the law? So the vice president wouldn't be involved in counting the electoral votes? Absolutely. Actually, readers added context, and it says the vice president, not the speaker, presides over counting of electoral college votes. And whoever is chosen as speaker in October 2023 will only be speaker during the January 6, 2025 electoral count if House R's retain majority in November 2024. So this is very interesting. And once again, people are looking at Adam Schiff going, okay, what is he saying? It makes no sense. Or is he saying that they're the Republicans, the Patriots, they're still going to be in power after 2024? Really think about that for a sec. Now, we know that Jim Jordan, he's pushing to be Speaker of the House. He was nominated. This is the second vote. And it looks like 22 rhinos, they voted against him. And once again, Jordan didn't win. Now, a lot of people are saying, oh my God, look what's happening. This is a disaster. No, this is the way a republic works. You don't just fold just because you lost twice. Actually, if you remember Trump's speech, never, ever give up. Ever. Remember with McCarthy? How many rounds did that go? 15 rounds. So why would everyone give up now? Actually, who has more to lose? Is it the D's? Is it the Rhinos? Who wants the money? Biden. You know what? Let's go 17 rounds. And let's keep pushing. And let's make them fold, because they're the ones who need their money. They're the ones who need the laundering to be done. So I do believe in the end, as the Patriots are sitting back, they're going to say, holy crap, okay, this is the 14th round now. This is going on way too long. And we just need somebody. Now, once again, until we get there, we might have a temporary speaker. And it's very interesting because Newt Gingrich and Boehner, they're both out there saying that maybe McHenry should be an interim speaker. Maybe we should give him a little bit more power. Now, I think the interim speaker, if they're going to appoint the interim speaker, this individual should just sit there and do pretty much nothing until they find a real speaker. Now, Trump did mention this. He did say that we might have a temporary person and it might be a very short period of time. Now, as this moves forward, this might happen. Let's see how this all plays out. But again, the Patriots, I do believe they have the upper hand here. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is as we approach the 2024 elections, we know that the deep state players are going to be interfering with the election, and they're going to use everything they possibly have to try to derail Trump's campaign and try to convince the MAGA people that, hey, you got to vote for someone else. And you could see that they've already started with their 4 a.m. drops once again. And remember, they're going to use as much propaganda to try to convince the American people, the MAGA people, to actually vote for someone else and don't vote for Trump. This is why they brought four indictments. This is why they had the mugshot. This is why Trump is talking about jail time, because they're going to try all of this to try to convince the people that this cannot be the candidate. But I think Trump, he's using all this to his advantage, and the people aren't moving away from him. They're moving towards him. The opposite. But look what Patriots Are in Control put out on X and said, looks like the narrative is already being seeded. With RFK Jr. in the race, it was too much for Trump to overcome, just as our pre-election polls predicted. Is this how they're trying to steal 2024? And Newsweek put this out, Huffington Post, Media Light, National Review. RFK Jr. poll spells disaster for Trump. Will Robert F. Kennedy Jr. spoil the election for Biden or Trump? Poll with RFK Jr. in the race. Trump loses to Biden by 7 points. So they're going to try to convince everyone, since RFK Jr. went to be an independent, that he's going to ruin Trump's chances. Actually, I do believe it's going to be the opposite. Rasmussen Report put this out and said, and is responding to Marty Murray, who put this out, this is huge. A poll of Dems say 33% will vote for RFK and 30% will vote for Trump. Those are incredible numbers. I would like to see the independent numbers because they make or break national elections. I especially would like to see the number of frustrated voters like myself. Rasmussen Reports responded to this and said, I would like to see the independent numbers because they make or break national elections. 28% of independents will vote for RFK Jr. as an independent. 50% of independents now say they will vote for Trump. That is very interesting. And I think as we move towards 2024, these tactics are going to completely fail because everything the deep state is going to be doing to Trump is just going to push more and more people towards him, especially with the economy failing, especially with open borders, especially with if there is a terrorist attack or something, especially as they push war and Trump is talking to peace. All of this other stuff won't even matter because the people will see the truth. Because when they see everything happening, Trump was right, Trump was right, Trump was right. So I don't believe the deep state players have the upper hand here. I think Trump has the upper hand. I think the Patriots are in complete and utter control, and they're bringing us down this path to wake the American people up, to have them see who the true enemy is. And everything that they try to do is backfiring on them, and it's helping Trump, especially if they put him in jail. Just like the mugshot, did that help or hurt? That helped him. Putting him in jail is going to help him because people are going to say, holy crap, Biden just threw Trump in prison, his political opponent. So now he indicted him and threw him in prison. This is a banana republic. And let me see the case. Oh, wait, there is no case. They have nothing on him, especially when Trump goes to trial with election fraud on January 6th and people see the truth there. It's game over for Biden. Trump is going to have more and more people to his side. And when Trump continually says the economy is going to be in a depression and Biden continually says the economy is going to be great and the economy crashes, what do you think the people are going to do? Holy crap. Biden lied to us again. Same thing with war. Biden is trying to push us into war. He lied about the economy. He lied about the borders. He lied about that there aren't terrorists in here and we had a terrorist attack. And now he's saying we need to go to war. Who do you think the people are going to go with? They're going to go with the truth teller, the peacemaker. This is how you bring the people to your side. And I do believe as we move forward, it's going to be a very, very bumpy ride. And the people, they're going to be scared. The people are going to see a lot happen. And I do believe this post 4902, October 19, 2020, just sums it all up. There's a link to military.com. It shows an AC-130 gunship. It lights up the night sky and says, buckle up. And I think everyone's going to need to buckle up because it's going to be a rough, rough, bumpy ride through 2024. But those people that have been awake, those people that know what's going on, they will see it all play out and they'll realize that the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.